Hey, this is Greg Rikas.
And I'm John Creedon.
And you're listening to The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Ow!
You think 8 shots would be enough? You brought the thing towards the tower. You still got your stare, you want your stupid smile sweaty. You know your car's got room for my
Hey, it's Mike from 50 Stars Anger. I'm with Mark from The Grind on Punk Radio Cast. He just got me drunk, but you know what? I'll still do this interview on punkradiocast.com.
This is The Social Threat, and you're listening to The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Just a small sampling of what's coming up on The Grind, Volume 105 for you today. As always, I'm Chris, and today we've got 5 artists who we think you guys might dig. I know we do. Now, if you're new to The Grind, or you just wonder why this show is so damn long sometimes, let me tell you what we're all about here. Basically, we hate the soundbite mass media culture that we live in these days. You want to hear the context, the feeling, and the circumstances behind the songs and statements being put forth by bands of international fame, or just breaking out on the indie and underground scenes. That's what we try to do here on The Grind. And we're fueled by your feedback and suggestions as well for bands, so don't hold back. Okay, on the program today, 3 interviews. In around 15 minutes, I'll be catching up with the guys in Medicine Hat's The Social Threat over the phone to talk about their upcoming CD release and release show with Living With Lions coming up in June. Our pal Marcus is pretty much programming the rest of the show today, so you know it's going to be a good one. Marcus recently caught up with Greg Rikas and John Creedon on their cross-Canadian acoustic tour. John's released around 6 albums, and since moving to his adopted home of the nation's capital, he has opened up for Tim Berry of Avail, Nicola Sarkevic of Millencolin, and Chris Rowe of the Ataris. If you're a fan of Canadian melodic skate punk, then you're surely familiar with Greg Rikas from his High Five Drive days. We'll be getting to Marcus's chat with John and Greg in the second hour of The Grind today, and you'll want to tune in to hear some helpful tips for traveling the Maritimes, cross-country tours via Greyhound bus, and how being a touring musician is similar to Super Mario Bros. Video games. Also, Greg shed some light on why High Five Drive has been put in park. But before we get to that, we also learn a bit about Marcus's dark ninja interviewing skills as he invites over Mike from the band 50 Stars Anger, gets him drunk on 20-proof booze, and then elicits intel about the band's new album, a newly released music video, and the importance of voting in federal elections. Clearly, tactics that Marcus has picked up while hanging around Parliament. Nonetheless, he's also picked up a few awesome French bands for us in our From the Mailbox segments, both bands having names that I've also heard people use when describing The Grind. Big Noise, Fast Motion. These guys are both coming from France, sporting the melodic and hardcore punk sounds. We'll be spinning 3 new exclusive tracks from Fast Motion. It's also recently been announced that the songs that you're going to hear right here first on The Grind will also be appearing on a split put out in Japan later this year, possibly a physical format in the future. First up, we're going to hear From the 4-Piece from Colmar, whose influences include bands such as Satanic Surfers and Legwagon. This is Big Noise with Heart Sounds.
Seem to multiply. It's all never said, but we think that
Big Noise. These guys have shared the stage with Mute, Anti-Lectual, and Fast Motion, our other From the Mailbox band, just to name a few. Big Noise released their debut full album, Catch the Wave, back in March of this year. We've got two more from them today. This is Inner Turmoil, Big Noise, on punkradiocast.com. Shout out from Marcus and the rest of the Grind crew to Alex, bassist and vocalist for Big Noise. You can track them down online, myspace.com/bignoise, or search them on Facebook. One more from them on the program, and then into one from The Social Threat and our talk. But this is Big Noise, coming all the way from France with The Dividenders.
I won't fall. Now I know I'm gonna be this last person in the world. burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time.
But he loves you.
Money. He always needs money.
Hey! Go ahead and say what you want.
Hey!
Make it easy to tell the truth about you.
Hey!
Richard Nixon had more honesty.
Five right here on punkradiocast.com, and we're doing a little bit of a phone call interview here today. We've got some boys from The Social Threat. I'll get you guys to do a roll call, introduce yourselves and the instruments so we can pick up how your voice sounds and who's saying what.
Hey, my name is Wade Hosmer, and I sing lead vocals and play the electric guitar.
My name is Caleb, and I play bass.
And I'm Kyle, and I play the drums.
Right on, guys. So, big news for you. You have a brand new CD coming out in less than a month, eh?
Yeah, June 3rd.
Tell me a little bit about that.
The album's called Protest Songs. It's our debut full length, I guess. Yeah, we're really excited about it. We just sent it off for duplication. We'll have it back this week, and oh man, we're pumped.
Sweet. So how long did you guys work towards putting this album out? I assume you've had some demos and stuff out in the past.
Yeah, we got together as The Social Threat in end of 2009.
Yeah, I thought that.
Yeah, end of 2009, and right away we got on recording an EP because just needed to get some music out there. And ever since then, we've been just working towards this full length.
Definitely. Now, you have a big CD release show lined up in your hometown of Medicine Hat. Tell me a little bit about who's playing that and what kind of shenanigans you guys are expecting.
Yeah, that'll be on June 3rd, the CD release date with Living with Lions and Robinson Privilege. Should be a pretty good show. It's good. In all ages at the Kinplex.
Right on.
In Medicine Hat, in the area, check it out.
Sweet. So I should actually say, the song that we heard up before we started talking to you guys was a track off of your brand new CD. It was called Fold or Bust. I'm loving the style. What kind of influences do you guys weave into your music?
I would say 90s punk rock. Like, lately it's been a lot of Strike Anywhere and Flatliners on the CD player.
Mm-hmm. Those guys weren't around in the 90s.
That's true. But also the 90s influence. Growing up, MXPX a lot, and I think that's our main influences, yeah.
Cool. Oh, whereabouts did you guys record this album?
Oh, we recorded in Calgary with Andrew Hamill. Good question, because I wanted to promote him.
There you go.
He runs this little studio called Chaos Theory Recordings, and it was the best recording experience we've had yet, because we've had so many on our full length. But it was really good. The guy, you know, such a good job. Knows how to do it right, and he's easy to work with. Yeah. So it was a good time. It was a crazy week. We recorded it in 8 days, 8 working days.
Yeah, 8 days. 8 full long days.
8 full long days, but it was sweet.
Were you guys pissed off at each other or yourselves by the end of the recording process?
Yeah,
mostly
yeah.
It's a lot of self hatred.
Yeah, self hatred would be a good way to describe it. We're pretty chill when it comes to each other, but yeah. We had it out on ourselves.
It's almost a requirement when you're going into the studio. You got to expect to be mad at yourself for something.
Yeah. You learn a lot, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Let's get to another one. Let's spin Blood Under the Bridges. How's that sound, guys?
Sounds awesome. Sweet. This is The Social Threat, and you're listening to Blood Under the Bridges off our new full-length on punkradiocast.com.
Are also working on a video for a song that we're going to play just at the end of this interview, a song called Stop Taking Lives. What's behind that?
That's, I don't know, I guess like our favorite song on this album right now. And well, the song's about like starvation and like a lot of the crap that goes on in Africa and how it seems like it's completely out of our hands, but it's not really. Like, we, you know, like there are organizations like World Vision and Compassion, and all it takes is a little bit of money to save someone's life kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so to some degree, I think we're responsible for that. And so that's what that song's about. So we're going to shoot a music video for it, just kind of alluding to the idea of like lives being taken out at our like
based on our actions and stuff like that. We're hoping it'll be dramatic, but we're not really film cinematographers, so who knows how it's going to turn out. But we're really excited for it. We'll see what happens.
All right, on. Are you guys recording some performance stuff at your CD release show to put in there as well?
I don't know if that will make the music video, but yeah, we'll definitely be filming and photos of our CD release for sure.
Cool, good stuff.
Yeah, those will all be on the internet, in the usual places you look for that stuff on the internet.
Yeah, so if people are looking for you on the internet, easiest way to find you, probably the MySpace site and Facebook as well?
Yeah, myspace.com/thesocialthreat, and on our Facebook page as well. Search it up and be a fan.
If you like us. .com.
Well, yeah, we also have a website coming up, and it's thesocialthreat.com. Someday. We're working on it.
Sounds like the Grind's website. It's one of those, like, yeah, when I get some time, I put some new stuff up. But don't expect anything too flashy quite yet.
Yeah. I know this is important, but we're going to put it off.
So tell me a little bit about playing the scene in Medicine Hat. You guys, did you guys grow up there? What kind of experiences have you had down there?
I grew up in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan with Kyle, the drummer. We grew up there and not much of a scene at all, so we just played shows where we could and jammed in the basement a lot. And then we moved out here and met up with Caleb, and the scene was pretty good when we first got here. There was the Doghouse was having shows, and the Ottoman was having a lot of shows, but the Doghouse burnt down and the Ottoman shut down, and now it seems like it's kind of up to us to make stuff happen. So there's not a huge scene, but there's a few bands, and they're pretty solid, so...
Yeah, like, the music that is brewing here seems like it's pretty good, and it's just, like, kind of having a real DIY feel. I guess there was a pretty good indie concert in, like, some guy's apartment downtown yesterday, and so that kind of stuff is happening. We played in a school boot room once. It was awesome.
A boot room?
It smelled so bad in there.
But they were trying to build the scene back up. It's hard work locally to keep people interested. For the most part, though, we like to play out of town.
Yep.
Just because it's kind of a guaranteed show.
So when I first heard about you guys, I had picked up a download card, free music download card at Punk Rock Bowling, and Slam Scene Magazine. You guys were involved in that. How did you get all hooked up with that? And what kind of a response did you get from that?
They hit us up on MySpace. I think they were just searching stuff, and they sent us a message. And we were like, man, this looks sweet. Me and Wade had been in a punk band in high school, and, like, we got our band on, like, Spawner Records. They were out of Vancouver. We got on, like, one of their compilations and stuff, so we figured we'd give it another go. And, like, it's weird. You never know what's going to happen out of that, right?
Yeah.
It's an investment that you make, and you're not really sure if you're going to see results. And then I found out that you heard about us, and I'm like, that's sweet. So maybe this is coming out of that. So the results are really good.
Yeah, it was pretty weird. I mean, like, I'm down in the States, and I get back, and I'm looking through all my swag that I picked up, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'll check out who's on here. And I'm going through the list, and I'm like, Medicine, what the fuck, man? That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just random. We just got a message, and we're like, sure. And that was that.
That's pretty sweet. Well, I'll just let the other, if there's anybody else in bands listening right now, I know there is. Slam Scene Magazine is doing the same thing again. The spot for Punk Rock Bowling is already filled up, but they've got a download card for Warped Tour coming up and a whole bunch of other festivals. So if you're looking for a way to promote your band, this is going to targeted punk rock fans. Hit up slamscene.com. After your CD release show on June 3rd, what do you guys have planned? You going on tour? You hitting the road?
Yeah, we got about a full week of shows in Saskatchewan. You can check those out on Facebook or MySpace. And then throughout the summer, we'll be busy as well, touring in other places. So make sure to stay tuned to what we're doing and be at those shows. It's going to be awesome.
If people are looking to find you on the web, it's myspace.com/thesocialthreat. But really, if they're in the area, get your asses down to the CD release show going down in Medicine Hat with Living with Lions and the Robertson Advantage. That's Friday, June 3rd. Where is it again?
At the Kinplex. And it's actually the Robertson Privilege.
Ah.
Yeah.
The Robertson Privilege.
Yeah, they're a real sweet band. They have a few guys from One Shot Left in it.
Okay,
they were pretty big in their day, and in their day, because they're done now. They're not really done now.
They're all in other
and
bands
they got,
now.
One of the members from A Trophy Life as well. So they got a pretty sweet lineup. They're real solid. We're pumped to be able to play with them.
I should really check those guys out. The first band that we ever interviewed here on the Grind for Punk Radio Cast was the dudes in One Shot Left, and they will be mad
no
at
way.
Me. If I'm not on top of their new projects, so yeah, small world.
Yeah,
Well, right on. Well, is there anything else you guys want to get out there before we get to your Stop Taking Lives track off of your brand new CD?
We're just really excited about what we're doing, and it kind of seems like some of the chips have been falling into place lately, and it's just nice to work hard and see a little bit of that reward and stuff. And we're just like, we're pumped to be done with studio work and like get out on the road and play for people, because that's what we love doing.
The fun part of it, eh?
I know, right? Before it was a job, now we get to play.
Make sure you check them out. The Social Threat, one more track coming up here on The Grind. This is Stop Taking Lives.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stop Taking Lives. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stop Taking Lives.
We'll be right back.
Following that last song from The Social Threat, we heard the first one from Fast Motion, our second from the Mailbox Band today. That was called Concrete Shame. Hope I didn't lose you in all that math there. Like I had mentioned earlier, though, that was one and two other songs today from these guys' exclusive Grind Listen before they find their way onto a Japanese split out later this year. Not strangers to releasing albums on Japanese labels, Fast Motion had released their Sailing to Nowhere 7-song EP back in 2008. The following year, they released a Japanese version with 3 extra songs. These guys have performed over 120 shows, primarily in Western and Central Europe, many times over, as well as gaining strong Japanese fan base following their 10-date tour over there around this time last year. Here's probably my favorite from these new tracks from Fast Motion. This is Parted Ways on The Grind. If you haven't picked up on it yet, Fast Motion styled their punk rock hardcore with influences like A Wilhelm Scream, Raised Fist, Good Riddance, Belvedere, Comeback Kid, and the almighty Bad Religion. You can find Fast Motion on the web at facebook.com/fastmotionpunkrock. You can also find their releases on many different labels, including DTTH Records and Street Machine Records in their native France, Flix Records in Germany and Austria, and High Speed Flower Records in Japan. That last exclusive Fast Motion song? It's right here on The Grind. Death Note.
Inside of your heart,
Great stuff there. Okay, up next, we've got Marcus's interview with Mike from Montreal's 50 Stars Anger. Let's kick it off with Mordecai Vanunu off the Protesters Hymn album.
This is Marcus reporting for The Grind on Punk Radio Cast, and I'm hanging out with Mike from 50 Stars Anger. I guess about this time last year, we did an interview as well, Mike, so maybe this is becoming a yearly thing, perhaps, right?
Yeah, totally, yeah. Right. Yeah, it's like a year thing, like where you get me drunk.
Yeah. So how's it going?
It's going pretty good right now.
Sweet. Right now, especially?
Especially right now. After a few, like, our art stuff that you gave me, I'm going pretty good.
So for the listeners that don't know of 50 Stars Anger. Can you please say your role in the band?
Yeah, I am actually the singer and one of the guitarists of 50 Stars Anger. And I'm playing in the band since 2003, actually. Started the band with Chuck, the drummer. And yeah, that's pretty much it, actually.
Okay. 50 Stars Anger are currently in pre-production of your new album. Can you give us more details on the expected release date? And how is the studio going so far?
Yeah, actually, we are in the studio right now, like, for the last 2 weeks. We're recording with one of our good, great friend named Sébastien Richard. We're recording in Montreal. We're going to get only like a 5 songs demo, and actually we'll have a brand new album that's going to be released this fall, like fall to 2011. By the way, excuse me if my voice is going like a blah blah blah, but you know, Mark is like got me drunk like for the last fucking 7 hours, so it's kind of hard to do an interview after, but well, he's laughing right now, like you should see his smile right now, huh? So we're doing like a 5 songs. It's usually like more like a pre-prod right now to see where we're going and everything, but the album is gonna be out like in a few months.
Sweet. How is this album, the new one talking about, how is this one gonna differ from old albums, like the past one?
Yeah, actually we got the new guitarist since the last album. His name is Penny. And yeah, Penny got a lot of strong out influences, and that's the kind of stuff you'll be able to hear on the new stuff we're doing right now. Like a mix with the influences that you have heard on the 50 Stars Anger before, if you ever heard of it, well, or if you go to hear, like listen to it on the MySpace. It's a little bit different. It's like, it's kind of strong out, like a vibe that he's having.
Okay.
Stop asking me
questions. Too hard questions. Is it hard to think now? Or
it's pretty hard to think.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually.
I'll make it a little worse.
Stop the questions.
Okay. Well. So in terms of politics, Mike, it's a big part of your lyrics, obviously. And speaking of politics, I know you were a big fan and big promoter of getting people to vote recently.
So the Canadian election, I think, is a good thing that actually a lot of people been out and put. That's Mark opening it. Yeah. Not me. Well, it's pretty good actually that people actually got out and put their voice out, you know, get their voice heard and vote. You know, I know, like me, I'm actually living in Montreal. So, and as everyone heard, like the orange crush in Quebec, that seems pretty awkward for a lot of people in Canada, even for people in Quebec, actually. A good thing, actually, for one thing, the youth have been heard. They wanted to make a change, show that, and they've been to the poll and vote. And this is all about democracy, you know, like no matter who got elected, if everyone get out, a big percentage of actually the people living in Canada go out to vote, which I think is a pretty good thing. And no matter who got elected, we have to respect that, because that's what is democracy is all about. You know, no matter if we agree with the party getting elected, the opposition that got elected, we have to respect that, because that's why we love democracy or want democracy in our country. I think it's pretty much it.
Twaddles from Mind Grenades for the Revolution.
You guys played a show in Saint-Thérèse this past Saturday. I believe it's a suburb of Montreal. I was just wondering if you played new songs, and if so, how did the crowd react to the new songs?
Yeah, we played in Saint-Thérèse, actually, on North Shore of Montreal. And yeah, we played four new songs. And actually, the crowd had a great response from it. We had a lot of our following crowds at the show, since it's pretty close from Montreal, actually. So lots of our fan base were at the show. And we had a good response from it. And actually, we're pretty looking forward to show them like the songs on our CD quality, like this year, like in a few months, actually.
I saw 50 Stars Anger live at Club Soda in Montreal earlier this year, and found that you, Mike, you have really a big energy on stage in terms of like getting the crowd involved, and you know, a good stage presence, for example. So how have you developed that throughout the years?
By drinking a lot.
Drinking
before shows.
Yeah, that's very productive.
By playing many shows, because you know, like since the beginning of 50 Stars Anger, I've played like over 500 shows, so it's sure like you get more used of being on a scene and comfortable, obviously. Yeah, it's like your second home. Like you're on a stage, you're not gaining like
anxiety.
Yeah, from the anxiety from the crowd in front of you or anything like this. You know, like you're just there, you're doing your show, you're having fun, because you know, like in front of you, it's a bunch of friends or new friends to come, you know, like you know, people in front of you, you might not know them at the beginning, but you know, like us, we're really like open mind people and pretty party people. Like lots of our friends that we have right now is people that we didn't know like a few years ago. We know them because of the bands, and they became good friends, and now like, well, we go party a little bit like you, Mark, you know, like
that's good.
I met you like because of the bands, and now like I'm here in
drinking a lot of beer
somewhere in Ontario, drinking beers with you. You got 20%. Me drunk like crazy. But, well,
20%.
That's another fucking story.
Yeah, it's another story.
But you know, like we're people like this, and we're just having fun on the stage, and that's why we're trying to give a good show to the people too. Like they're paying to come see us, and well, we try to give them as much as we can at the same time.
Yeah, the band have a new music video out for the song "Dead God Creation" off the Mind Grenades for the Revolution album. When you were at my place last fall, I believe you mentioned that you had a video in process, which is this video I'm talking about. Can you talk more about the video and how it worked out?
Yeah, it's actually good friends of ours, Jan and Jen, who actually made this video possible. They put a lot of time on it. You know, it was their very first video that we're making that you'll be able to see on YouTube really easily if you just type 50 Stars Anger on it. And I give a lot of credit to those guys who actually did everything, the concept. We were just fucking mannequin there, you know, like actors.
Yeah, yeah.
They told us, do that, do this, do that. And we're proud to do it for them because, you know, for us, we just know how to play your instrument as good as we can. You know, it's just punk rock. Yeah. But, well, you know, we do it with really honestly, like, just like this. You know, we're just having fun doing it. Yeah. And those people know what they're doing. They were just trying, it was their first experience as doing a video. We were happy, they asked us to do it. We did it, and we were happy they did it, actually. They did a very amazing job with no budget at all. Now we have to say it. And end up to be a really nice HD video for the song "Dead God Creation" from the album "Migrating to the Revolution." And that is actually the essence of the underground, you know? Doing stuff with no fucking budget. You know, your little fucking money that you're just saving on the side, doing your song, recording your song, doing your little video. It's not like $1 million video for sure. Like you cannot compare to like a huge fucking band from Hollywood, but well, you'll still be able to hear a song from one of your underground Canadian band, from Canadian also people that are actually doing the fucking video, not only the song.
Yeah. With Montreal being tops for any band touring Canada pretty much, how does it feel to be a band based in that city? Is that a bonus?
Well, being a Canadian band could be a bonus in a way, because actually, like, in Canada, like, for the punk rock scene, which is the scene as really I know, there's so many really good fucking bands that have been out from anywhere, everywhere in Canada. And, well, I guess that's all I can say about it. Yeah, like, I'm proud to do what we are doing, and I'm proud of all the bands that I'm seeing from the underground scene that do just the exact same thing as us, like working hard, doing the best they can, doing shows, and well,
having fun.
You know, having just fun. Fucking having fun.
Having
that's
good
it,
time,
you know,
yeah.
Because that's why we're doing it. You know, we're playing guitar or drum or bass or singing or whatever, just because we like to do it.
Yeah.
And because people like to have fun and come see those kind of bands.
Yeah.
Lebanon 101.
Yeah, they can go on our myspace.com/50starsanger or also on our Bandcamp. Actually, like, I will tell you pretty easy, and I don't even have to say it, but I'll say it anyway. You just Google it. 50, the word, stars, anger. You Google this, and you'll see everything you have to see. The videos, the website, the MySpace, the Bandcamp, whatever you need to know about the bands. And, well, that's pretty it.
Any bands that we should... be checking out currently that you have been digging?
Well, you should see a lot of bands. You should see, especially, I don't know, because people are listening to The Grind right now on the Punk Radio Cast. They're either from Vancouver and have a local scene. They could be from, forget my Manitoba. They could be from Prince Edward Island. You know, you have an underground scene at your place that is happening right now. And, you know, you should support those bands, because those bands, without your support, are just going to be another garage band. But if you support this band and being like, well, wow, this band got something. They are putting some efforts in it and doing real good music. If you support them, they might be the next fucking big thing in the underground. So, well, you know, it's because of you they'll be there. Because without you, all those bands are just another band playing in their fucking garage or basement or something like this. So you know what? You know what bands you should be listening to, and it's those fucking bands. I know, like, big bands, there are mainstream bands like NoFX, Rise Against, and whatever, Rancid and stuff like that. They are actually amazing bands I grew up listening to. But you know what? Those bands were just the same as those bands before. And if they didn't add those people supporting them, no, we would not know about those bands. So.
That's true.
That's it. So you know what bands you should support.
Yeah, well said. So before we finish, any last words, Mike?
I have to say, like, thank you, Mark.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you to The Grind. Thank you to Punk Radio Cast to support bands that are not the most known bands. You know, bands like 50 Stars Anger, like all the other bands that are there right now listening to this fucking show that are in the underground just as well as us. You know, but you guys are supporting those bands, even as drunk as we are. Like doing this interview and we're not totally making sense, but that's okay. That's all right.
You're doing good so far, and it's done.
I'm doing pretty good. And well, you know, like, so actually, that's all I had to say. It's like, thank you guys for supporting the scene that need helps, because the bands are already popular. Well, they don't really need helps anymore. Everyone knows about them. The new up-and-comings band, well, they are the one that need a voice to help them.
Yeah.
Especially in those days with all those downloads and stuff like this. They're not selling CDs or stuff like this anymore. Mm-hmm. So they need people to, like, actually help them.
Yeah, it's true.
And you guys are doing it really well.
Sweet.
I thank you.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. So, again, thanks a lot for coming to Ottawa, Mike. Well, hope you enjoyed the time again.
It was my fucking pleasure, for sure.
And now it's, I guess, time to drink some more.
It is time to drink some fucking more.
So cheers again.
Cheers again, man.
Santé.
Down to Riot from 50 Stars Anger. That song appearing on the Protesters Hymn album as well. Okay, before we get into the next and final interview segment on today's Grind, I'm going to tell you a little bit about next week's show and some Grind news. Okay, we're slowly getting all of that strung out full set footage that we shot at the start of the month, edited and up on the web. Sorry that's taken so long, a little bit longer than I expected, but with the long weekend coming up, I'm a nerd. I'm probably going to spend a lot of it in my basement, doing some editing. So you can expect that in the future. It's going to be all appearing on the interweb at thegrindprc.ca. That's www.thegrindprc.ca, or throw a .com after there if you want to. We will get you there either way. Okay, also appearing on the net next week, it's The Grind Volume 106. We've got an interview with Ohio's The Upset Victory, and big news about that as well. We'll be also doing a contest where we will be giving away their new EP entitled The Awakening,
and in the next little while, the Upset Victory will be recording a couple exclusive acoustic tracks for The Grind. Okay, that's all next week, but we are going to switch gears here for our next interview. And by switch gears, I mean unplug. To take us into Marcus's chat with John Creedon and Greg Rikus, this is one from Greg. This is The Mirror in My Favorite Bar.
You think 8 shots would be enough? Report those 8 towards the tower. You still got your stare, you want your stupid smile, sweaty. You know your car's got room for my world. Always hated you in lies. You still come dribble out my mouth. This world to the brim of shaking past exceptions to the rule. Yeah, none of us will seem to mind. Better days will not be left behind. And secure bright days when I'm meant to hide. Ooh, better days will come and go inside. So let's hope this one gets me over the line. Light is the corner of the room. Like lights shot out from distant eyes. Love that she likes the guns with money, cause we chip and brand new clothes. But I'd be stupid not to try. Oh, it's the ankles we set sail. The back and forth of choppy seas. As I draw near, exchange the first shot for a whiskey, just get back. You think she'd go buy one for me? Yeah. Better days will not be left behind. It's your bright days when I'm meant to hide. Whoa. Gets me over the line. Whoa.
This is Marcus reporting for The Grind on Punk Radio Cast, and today I'm joined by Greg Rikus and John Creedon.
Yeah.
The guys are currently on an acoustic tour across Canada, so how's it going, guys?
Great, good, man. Yeah, good. Amazing.
I believe the last time I saw both of you guys was in Ottawa during the Rent-A-Kill tour a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
08, 09?
09.
I believe.
Yeah,
so.
Spring
was awesome tour. Sweet. So, yeah, you guys are currently on tour, as I said, Eastern Canada, to be precise, until the beginning of June, I imagine?
Yep.
Yeah? I mean, yeah, like, Greg, you're touring with John Creedon, your good buddy, two, of course, acoustic sets. So how's the tour going so far?
So far, so good. The start was really strong. Northern Ontario was way better than expected. Sometimes that's a tough one to kind of tour in. This was our first time to Newfoundland, and it was good. It was a long ferry ride and driving trip. We don't realize that a ferry doesn't go from Halifax to St. John's, so any little punk radio casters out there thinking a tour in there, there is no ferry from Halifax to St. John's. We had to commute from Halifax to North Sydney to the island, all the way to St. John's. And but that was probably the most intense part, and even that we were laughing the whole time.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's all about the fun, not the money, I guess.
Yeah. We're taking a bit of loss on this tour, but we're having tons of fun too, and it's not, it's still kind of paying off in other ways.
Exactly.
In Quebec, we played Sherbrooke, Montreal a few times, Drummondville, and what else did we play? And Rimouski. And all those shows were great. High Five Drive did pretty well there, and everybody kind of remembered it, and they were really into the solo stuff.
Yeah, and I've played Montreal a few times now, and the guys from Orphan's Crowd, who I played with High Five Drive a long time ago, they've been really good guys to help us out there. So pretty solid shows in Quebec, and
yeah,
the East was fun. Halifax was a blast.
Halifax was good too. Those were the highlights of the tour.
Yeah, I guess not many people go. Well, not many artists go to Halifax, first of all, I guess, right? So I guess when people come to town, people go to the shows, right?
Or? Yeah, well, it was hard to book something there. The bar ended up kind of falling through, and we knew this guy who had this giant house, and he said, oh, let's do a house party, and that's always kind of, you're never sure if it's going to be good or weird, and on this tour, like, every house show has been awesome, and this one in particular, I brought in the stomp box, and we set it down, and I start playing the show. The neighbors from downstairs come up, and they knock on the door, and they're like, hey, it's cool you guys are doing this, but our ceiling is starting to fall down, so can you guys... So they were okay with us doing for another 20 minutes, so we got to finish the set. But
it was fun. And then we played all night, just covers.
Yeah, like I think at 3 in the morning, finally, we passed out with guitars in our hands. So.
It was the guys in the Wild, it was their house, so we played with them, and then their drummer, Mike Beauchef, played a set, too.
Oh, nice.
He's kind of been the soundtrack to the rest of the trip.
Yeah, killer CD. Check him out for sure. Yeah.
All right, so in terms of music, well, Greg, you have demos.
Yeah.
John, you have a release out.
Yeah, this is my sixth release, I think, actually.
Yeah, sixth release.
Second good one.
Great. And, well, going back to Greg, you're recording or have recorded a full-length album?
Yeah.
So can you talk more about that?
Yeah. It was produced by John Paul Peters. He was the guy who did High Five Drive. He also did a bunch of Winnipeg stuff. He did...
Comeback Kid, Dream Quest, Genocided.
Yeah. The Waking Eyes. I think that's my favorite record he's done yet. And he's just a great guy. We hung out for a week. We ate... Every meal was like a gourmet meal. I think we spent as much eating out as we did on the record. And we made a record. We hung out, and the songs just kind of flowed. And he's one of those engineers where, you know, if every take isn't good, he's still going to be able to kind of salvage, you know, you sang the chorus perfect in this take, and the verse was great in this, and he could kind of patch that together and make these amazing tracks that, like, didn't feel like I was doing that in the studio, and then you get out, and wow, it turned out really good. I'm really happy with it.
And you, John, you recorded, well, your sixth release?
Yeah.
Did you record, like, in Ottawa, or, like...
Yeah, actually, Keith Charlebois, he does sound a lot of times at Café de Cuff.
Yeah.
I recorded it just in his bedroom in South Keys, same with the last record I did, and, that one I released last June, and this one came out in March. And I finished school a year ago, so I'm trying to tour a lot more with this new record. And
sweet.
It's so far so good, anyway.
John Creedence, the Captain.
So we gave it a shot, shot down in flames. Now we're battling and now avoiding the pain. Before this wind breaks, better learn how to swim. Our bodies wind up on the shore when the tide comes in. Listen, six ships. My lips are loosened up to sink. The soul fucking fleet. So let the captain go down with the ship. And we'll bury the past at sea. So we gave it a shot. Yeah, right through the eyes.
sway breaks that don't learn how to swim. Where our bodies wind up on the shore when the tide comes in. Loose lips, sentious, my lips are loose enough to sing. This whole fucking fleet, so let the captain go down with the ship. And we'll bury the past at sea.
It doesn't quite feel like your typical, you know, punk rock loud Marshall amplifier, but I feel with me singing and just kind of the, you know, the overtone of the act, it still has that punk rock feel. So I think people that were into High Five Drive or into kind of the, you know, were into punk in the 90s or the 2000s will still kind of enjoy what I'm doing. But then at the same time, I think people that aren't really into loud guitars but still kind of have, you know, the same core roots and the same core ideas that were always in punk rock, I think they'll at least give me a chance and kind of let me play a few songs in front of them. So, so yeah, it feels like there's a broader spectrum of people that I'm going to be able to play and just kind of hang out with and get to know, and that makes me excited.
What about you, John?
Well, I played in some bands like in high school, and when I moved here for school, I didn't really have anything, so I kind of just started playing some solo stuff, and it's kind of done a lot more for me than I ever thought. So, but saying like I try to put on high energy shows. Like, I feel a lot more comfortable playing with bands like High Five Drive or Rent-A-Kill, like on that tour, than other quiet solo musicians. So, I don't know. Somebody once called it like pop punk without a band. So,
but, that's good too.
So something like that, anyway. But it's been good.
Sweet. So in terms of your like you know, High Five Drive and your other bands that you've played in the past, how did that help in terms of getting shows and also labels?
Definitely helped out tons. We did a lot of touring in Canada. We did about 20 tours. We've been in the States and we've done Europe 4 times. So it was a lot easier to kind of contact people that I already knew. But when High Five Drive was first touring, I mean, we did tour after tour just trying to make contacts. And we did make a lot of solid ones. And I'm finding a lot of those people are really into booking my solo act and kind of, you know, helping out as much as they helped out with High Five Drive. It's not really, in a lot of ways, it is starting again because it is a new act and you don't quite have all the credibility, but at least you kind of have that, you know, that the infrastructure is still built. It's almost like, you know, you play Mario 1 and you get to level 7 and that castle where it's the big maze, you die. You go all the way back to the start of the game, but you've kind of already played it. Yeah. So, you know, the second time it's a little bit easier to kind of jump over the Goombas.
That's true.
Myself, well, I never really had a band that did anything near what High Five Drive did, so the solo thing's really been the biggest thing I've done up till now. I just started playing a band called Deadweights last fall in Ottawa here, and that's going pretty good too. But as far as me, like, booking tours and stuff, when I first started doing it, I kind of just searched people out in the States when I was going to do this trip anyway, and found people doing what I do kind of, and set it up that way. And then meeting people like Greg and Jesse from Cambridge out in Vancouver there, and this guy Robbie, who's in a band, he plays a solo thing called the Ghost Rite from Pittsburgh and in the States. Through those people, I've kind of, you know, made connections, and it's getting easier and easier to book tours. So.
Sweet. On stage, you also have additional instruments, other than your guitars, obviously, especially Greg. Those extra items, like, how does it change your sound, and like, how long have you been writing
that? The stomp box, actually, I gonna have to confess, I stole that idea from a band called Hoots and Hellmouth. They were the first ones I saw doing something like that, and I was really kind of like John said earlier, to do a solo act, why I didn't appeal is because I didn't want to kind of have a show where everybody sits down and we all just kind of listen to me play. And the more fun part is when everybody else is giving you back that energy you're trying to give them. And I just never felt there was a vehicle aside from i5 Drive. And after seeing this band, I built one myself. My roommate actually built it. And I started writing songs with the stomp box, and it kind of gave me that confidence and that vehicle I was searching for to actually do a solo act. And I also, I bought a harmonica, and I couldn't figure out how to play the damn thing. So I ended up hooking up a kazoo, and that's kind of my solo thing. And it's also kind of funny, too, because, I mean, some acts, like, there's a couple where, you know, halfway through the set, I'm in the crowd and kind of handing off the kazoo to other people. They don't think it's that difficult to play, but I think there's only been one or two people this whole tour that have been able to play the kazoo. Most people blow in it like they, you know, it's like through a straw, and there's nothing there. It's funny.
Hey, hey, was John, at 17, but mom didn't care and his daddy never did. He's looking for a friend. He knew this place, they're not gay. He walked to the public, staring company. Guess the first drink is out there. Ships going down, ain't no life hope be found. When money's the color, you can't pass around. Hey, 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 hey. Her name was Jane, last 23. Her high school was tough, ain't no university. Help wanted and regular. She knew this place, runs down the street. Alone at a table, waiting guys to meet. Mind if I take a seat? Cause we'll drink one for the kid next door and we'll drink one for. Showing life, cause the ship's going down. Ain't no life hope be found. When money's the color, we can't pass around. Hey, 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 hey. Whose name was Jack, past 49. No wife, no kids, and memorized helplines. Just looking for a friend. Down on your luck, I know a place. Not much to the joint, but sometimes you'll find your nice in these problems that we chase. Cause we'll drink one for the kid next door, and we'll drink one for his future in life. Cause this ship's going down, ain't no life hope be found. When money's the color, you can't pass around. Cause we'll drink one for the kid next door, and we'll drink one for his future in life. Cause this ship's going down, ain't no life hope be found. When money's the color, can't pass around. Hey, 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 hey.
Greg Rikus, signature of the poor.
In terms of lyrics, I believe you guys, well, both of you guys cover pretty much a big range of topics. You know, you're not like one dimensional. In terms of like doing your own thing, is it easier to get your messages across?
Well, in I-5 Drive, generally speaking, either Marty or myself would write the lyrics, or Dow back in the day, depending on what record you're talking about. And they were always just really kind of personal. And so going to a solo thing, it's still kind of the same. I'm still the only one really writing the lyrics. But with this act, it just seems to flow really easily. It's easy to just come up with a guitar part I like, start singing over it, and bam, there's another song. And yeah, since in the last 8 months, I've probably come up with maybe 10 or 11 songs, and you know, there's another two or three kind of being worked over right now. So yeah, it's super easy to write with this. I am loving it.
I write mostly from personal experience. I'd love to write political stuff. I'm always ranting about things, but I find it hard to put it to music. So
what do you find?
That's something I'd like to try more.
So. What about the politics now? You find it's influencing your music? You know, the results lately?
Yeah, definitely. Inspiration to me was a documentary called The High Cost of Low Prices, and it kind of just outlines Walmart as a corporation and kind of, you know, in layman's terms, it says this is a giant company who's made tons and tons of money by exploiting their employees, right? The amount of money that company takes in and the owners get, if they would even give up a portion of that to the employees, they could have decent wages. It'd be, you know, a decent company to shop for. But instead, they take every single penny. It's greed times a million. And Walmart's the only one. You could almost point the finger at any giant company out there, but you know, you got to start somewhere, and they seem like the biggest. And definitely that's been the direction that I'm trying to focus lately. I love to write about going out and drinking at the Albert, my favorite bar in Winnipeg, and I like to go out and kind of write about life experience too and things that are important to me. But I definitely want to have a strong kind of political tone under a lot of my songs too, because I feel it's something that worth fighting for, right?
Exactly.
If we don't do it, who else is going to do it?
Exactly. Did you take any High Five Drive songs, again for Greg, on the shelf for your project?
There was one, actually. I showed it to the guys and they weren't a big fan of it, and I kind of turned it into a Greg solo song, but I didn't really try to rework any of the material. I mean, if I'm at a show and someone really wants to hear a High Five Drive song, then yeah, I'll do my best to play it, but this is kind of something I'm trying to start from new, and kind of trying to take a clean slate.
Sweet. Speaking of your High Five Drive, what's going on with the band?
Unfortunately, High Five Drive is done at this point. It got to the point where not everyone in the band was really getting what they wanted out of the band. I think we were all starting to go in different directions, where some of us wanted to tour more, some of us wanted to tour less, and at the end of the day, no one was really happy anymore. It was difficult to kind of share a common vision of what playing in a band is and what makes it awesome. And so I think the best decision was just to kind of end it right there, and let's all go on with our lives and explore other projects. And Steve-O, the bass player, he's playing in a band now called In 2 Months, so they'll be playing around Winnipeg a bunch. And I'm doing this thing now, and Steve and Steve, the drummer, and Marty are playing in a band called Prophet. It's like a rock band, so they're doing other things too. So we're all still musical. We're just not musical together anymore.
And you must know then Ray from In 2 Months.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's a good guy.
Ray gets around, man.
Yeah,
everybody knows Ray.
Yeah.
you go to Europe, like, and you know the people you never expect, like somewhere in the back roads of Italy, like a town outside of and someone's like, yeah, I know Ray. Do you know Ray?
That's cool.
I don't know how he does it. He's a miracle man.
So in terms of like online music, online information, where can people reach you? Facebook, MySpace.
I think pretty much anything you can think of, I made a profile on. Like Reverb Nation is kind of my latest favorite. MySpace I'm finding a little bit more difficult to use.
Yeah.
It seems to load very slow, and there's a lot of errors. Like I was trying to add shows for this tour, and it wouldn't let me add the date.
Oh, it lags, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. It's just not quite the king of it anymore.
Yeah.
And then Pure Volume is kind of tried, tested, and true. It's doesn't have all the bells and whistles, but it's kind of a pretty solid one. I'm on lastfm.com. I'm on CBC Radio 3. I just made a band boot camp profile. Yeah.
No, not boot camp.
Oh, band camp, right. That's why I'm an idiot. I suck at computers. I was trying to find band boot camp, and every time, why isn't this site letting me go on?
But band camp, it's probably one of the top ones now, I thought.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to utilize it better, but band camp's becoming my go-to, or Facebook. I have a MySpace still. It's under an old name I use for this, too. It's MySpace/GuyOnCouch, but it's just getting so cluttered, I find, so I'm trying to, I've just opened up Pure Volume 1, too, because it's...
Can you give, like, the links?
It's easy to use, yeah.
I think on my Reverb Nation site, I pretty much have everything linked to there.
Okay.
Yeah, like, if you Google my name, you'll find me.
Okay, same
with you. I have everything linked to www.johncreedon.bandcamp.com, and either that or purevolume.com/johncreedon.
Also off of the Captain EP, John Creedon with Sensible Underpants.
No means no, except when you don't even ask the question. You can't fail if you don't ever try, then you'll definitely lose. Talk sometimes when you find your confidence shaken. Advice ignore that you wish you'd taken. What can you do when your four-year plan is almost up? It was only ever made in the first place to keep off making. To have it all figured out, it's best for you to disregard them. But do you worry about everyone else? I know. It's all in my head. I know. It's all in my Come in. Use of cliches will result in A's, but I won't miss the boat again. One thing I know for certain, this much I can promise you, I will weather still in storm, need a lighthouse to guide me through. I know. Doctor says if I use them daily, I'll be able to see again. And all these lines that I write seem to allude to the same thing, but that's alright. That's alright with me. I keep living this life best that I know how. That's all any of us can do, at least for now.
before we end it, any last words for the listeners of The Grind and Punk Radio Cast?
Yeah, I'm really stoked to hear this new record, and I'm very excited about trying to be on the road as much as possible. Having said that, the toughest part about booking shows on the road is actually finding the people that, you know, are crazy enough to let you play in a living room for on a Tuesday night and bring some friends, or you know, actually take a chance booking you at a bar or anything. Like, a lot of the times we're not looking for guarantees or anything, we're just looking for a place to play and people to share our music. And I've noticed, like, since High Five Drive started touring up till now, there's definitely a decline of people that are willing to organize concerts and to kind of try to get their friends out and have fun. It seems like it's more of a thing, like you almost got to show up to the concert just to get the credibility. And you know, it's not like that in every scene, and you know, places like in Northern Ontario was really supportive this time. Like I said, Quebec was amazing, you know, the Maritimes. Out west, I went with Fire Next Time for almost 3 weeks, and a lot of support there. But at the same time, it took a ridiculous amount of work to book this tour, and just kind of a shout out to the listeners of, like, if someone emails you looking for a show, like, you know, before you write back an email and say no, or you can't do it, or you know, just stop for a second and say, well, you know, maybe it's not that bad, maybe I could help out this person, maybe they're going to help me out someday, or you know, what's, you know, to let a band or someone sleep on your floor, you know, it's scary, right? Everyone's talking about bed bugs these days, it's an epidemic, and this way you can't have hobos sleep in your haze. Most of us are normal, nice people that are happy to do your dishes and clean up your house. Like, John and I babysat on this tour once, so we watched this guy's kid. Like, we're nice, normal people, and we're just kind of looking to travel and play some music, and you know, none of us are getting rich off this. If anything, where it's costing us money to do these tours, every single tour, we do it because we love music and we love the people we get to meet. And like, let's hang out, guys, whoever's listening to this, let's book a show sometime.
To add to that too, like, I know we've had a couple of shows, like, where we talked to the promoter after, and it's like, oh, you can't come back this time of year, nobody be here or whatever, and it's like, but there were 50 people there, and it's like, well, if even 10 people are there, it's still better than some of the shows we played and almost nobody. So it's like, yeah, like, talk, like, don't just assume you can't get enough money for a band or something. If they want a show, then maybe play a show and go from there. That's like, I guess my big thing is just, yeah, if you want a tour, a tour. Like, I've done the last few years on a Greyhound bus in the summers when I'm not in school, and so living in a van is the highlight for me. So
nice.
You never know, like, just if you want to do it, do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, some of my best shows were the shows in front of 15 people. Those were the ones where everybody in the room was into it, we all had a good time, and you know, as much energy as I could put out to them, they were throwing it right back at me. Whereas I've also played in front of you know, over 200 people, and you know, they give you somewhat of a response. They'll clap when you finish, but you could tell that they're waiting for you to finish. They're not into the set, and it's tough sometimes when it's 15 people in the world. It's very easy to make a connection with them because you're right there. With 200 people, sometimes it's tough to, how do you get down to ground level and really, like, stare them in the eye and you know, grab a hold of their attention.
So
I mean, like, every show doesn't have to be a gigantic show. Every show doesn't have to be, you know, the big money maker. There's always a way to do it. If you put food in my mouth and a place to sleep, then I'll pay the gas, man. Like, nice. We'll, you know, we'll make it happen.
Sweet. Cool. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
No problem.
This was really great.
Have fun on tour.
Yeah.
And, yeah, go to shows.
Yeah, let's get a high five in there.
High fives.
Cool. Yeah.
Solid.
Well, I don't know you too well, but I heard that's a compromise. I heard we're going straight to hell, but I'll bet that's not till we die. With jaded hearts and glossy eyes, we pour through the night. I can't place places, but I can name names and names all night. Names and names all night of people I've loved. I told you twice there ain't no ghosts. Quit closing your eyes.
Well, I bet these next few will coast, or maybe just our lives, Step one is throwing away your battle alone. Step two is spending all your days searching for what you had before. Cause it's never what you want, what friends are for. Lives are all back to the end, and sometimes break. Blue roads are only man-made. We can't live the path we're on. Sometimes I'm calling your name, you try to hold on. Or was it just to say goodbye? Goodbye, 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 goodbye. This disappointment won't last, and there's more to the sky. I'm here cause I forget fast, but I'm gone cause I remembered I just died. I bet I'll know you just fine by the end of the night. I think this next round is yours. It's the one thing that still can make me smile. Cause I'll meet them all the time, the friends of mine.
Another song from the Greg Rikus demos, that was Friends of Mine. Well, friends of mine, catch you all next week.
You are listening to PRC, PunkRadioCast.com.